Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Wednesday, there will be a Big Boys Toys Auction featuring classic cars, campers, motorcycles, boats, and more. I mean, who doesn't want any of that stuff, right?
Right.
Especially at auction. Auction is open. RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. No Avs, no Nuggets last night. Oklahoma City gets their doors blown off.
Yep.
Minnesota blows somebody else's doors off. And now the Nuggets and the Timberwolves are sitting on top of the Western Conference, but Minnesota has the tiebreaker.
Yeah, Minnesota has the tiebreaker. Don't forget, Oklahoma City does as well.
Right.
As we go down the road to this thing. And Nuggets tonight in L.A. against the Clippers. Avs on the road in Minnesota against the Wild. So it will be an interesting night of viewing tonight.
Yep.
And
Dallas, by the way, beats Vancouver. Dallas has a 5-point lead. Avs have 7 games to play. Dallas has 6 games to play. Vancouver sitting at 102 points. They played 76 games, so again, they have 6 games to play. And you know, Colorado had their chance
against
Columbus.
Yeah, I think that
against Montreal.
Yeah, I think that's going to end up being a bridge too far.
Yep.
For the Avs now, but they still have Dallas coming up this weekend. But you know what? You got to negotiate the next 2 days. You got to be good against Minnesota. This is a game you can lose.
Right.
That you could lose pretty easily, right?
Not easily, no.
Well, not easily. Although
they're a better team.
4-1 in Columbus felt way too easy for me. But anyway,
they have a game against the Stars coming up.
Yeah, on Sunday.
Correct. So they have opportunities to climb back into it. Time now for the lead.
The Lead, presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk.
You know, I was thinking about what everyone's talking about because it's the hot topic. Broncos moving up in the draft, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Giving up 3 first-round picks in the process. Mm-hmm. Many would agree it's a great move if they get the right guy, right?
Yeah.
Get the right guy. Get the next C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
Pair him with, Stephon Diggs. but I digress. We'll get into that later on in the show. But if they're wrong about the guy that they could fall in love with, it's going to set the franchise back more than a few years. And I have a feeling for Sean Payton, that's going to be it for him.
Hey, Eric, what are the chances of them, I'll play your game, from 1 to 100. What are the percentage of chances that they get the right guy? Based on where they are right now, where they can realistically get to, what do you think are the chances of them getting the absolutely right fit and guy?
50%.
50%. Boy, that's a lot more than I would go with.
Well, I'm being conservative.
Yeah.
Because when you look at and there was a great stat that came out, great story in CBS Sports. They looked at the last, and we'll get more into this maybe sometime next week, but we'll tease it a little bit, I guess. CBS Sports ranked quarterbacks who were taken in the first round over the last 15 years.
Yeah, that's a pretty good sample size.
And 50% were busts.
Busts?
50%. Now, I'm not saying the top 10. I'm saying the overall first round.
Right.
With that, we talk about moving up a lot, but we also look at this roster and say, should they just move down in the draft and collect more draft capital for this, and I put this in quotes, so-called rebuild? Are they ready for that quarterback to come in? Now, if you find the right quarterback, you can do what the Houston Texans are currently doing. You can trade for Stephon Diggs. You can bring in Joe Mixon because you have a guy who you believe in who has turned out to be pretty unbelievable in his rookie year.
Yeah.
And he's on his rookie contract.
Sure.
I don't know what the draft exactly looks like next year, but maybe do you build and then maybe you take Bo Nix. Maybe you take Michael Penix. Both guys are going to be available 11. But honestly, I would not waste a pick on either of those guys if you don't believe in them. Then just keep building through the draft. You got to believe in a guy. I would not use a first-round pick as a flyer. Believe in the guy, take him. Trade up if you believe in him. If you believe in a guy at 12 and he's there, take him. If you believe he's going to be there later in the draft and your own in-house mock drafts work, trade back, get a few more picks, then you'll probably get them. Don't take one just to take one to appease the fans, to appease the media. Get the guy that you want, that you really believe can be your guy. Because at the end of the day, this is what I see when I see scouting reports on J.J. McCarthy. And I'm not saying this is going to happen. He's comparable to Alex Smith.
Mm-hmm.
You feel good about Alex
Smith? That ain't all bad.
Do you feel good about Alex Smith going up against Patrick Mahomes, C.J. Stroud, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen? I understand it's going to be hard to get any of those guys. However, let's say Joe Burrow, right? Joe Burrow is the first pick in the draft. And I'm mixing up drafts here. You have Josh Allen, he was the sixth pick in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
The number two pick in the draft is C.J. Stroud. Lamar Jackson was one of the last picks in the draft,
right?
In the first round. When I say draft,
28 or something like that, right?
My point is, you got to feel right about the right guy, but really, your infrastructure isn't really there either.
You got to feel right about the right guy, and not just right. You've got to feel convicted.
Yeah,
it goes beyond just being, well, I think this guy might work out. It's got to be convicted.
By the way, I'm going to totally argue against myself here.
Don't.
Two years ago, the Houston Texans were one of the worst teams in football. The laughingstock at 3-13.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't make any major moves.
No.
They just happened to get their quarterback. They were 10-7, won the division, and made the playoffs. So is that where the Broncos are? If they got a guy like C.J. Stroud in this draft, did they suddenly become a playoff team? Because the Texans did. And the Texans, by the way, were far worse two seasons ago than the Broncos were last season.
Yeah, you're right. They were. If they hit on a C.J. Stroud,
which is a once in a lifetime, because the only guy who had a rookie season like that was Dan Marino.
Yeah.
But I'm saying a guy even comparable.
I get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I get, like, a guy like Joe Burrow when he in his rookie year, or Justin Herbert.
Right.
Guys that can play and can function and can elevate.
Right.
Guys around you.
Are they a playoff team? If they find, if it's J.J. McCarthy, if whether it is Bo Nix, Michael Penix, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, if they get a guy who is on a scale of 1 to 10, an 8. C.J. Stroud was a 10 last year.
If they get an 8.
As a rookie, he was a 10. So if they get an 8, are they a playoff team?
They're in the ball game, yeah.
They have the talent on the roster to be a playoff team.
So how much better percentage-wise would that make that player an 8 this year? How much better would they be than Russell Wilson was last season? Would they be 10% better? 20% better? Would they be about the same? I mean, they got to 8 and 9 essentially with Russ.
Right.
With a dysfunctional relationship between coach and quarterback.
I want to address this topic because it's being used a lot, and I said it earlier in the show. The Broncos are in a so-called rebuild.
Well, I would call it a rebuild. No one in the franchise is calling it it's a retool.
Why are they rebuilding? Why do they need to rebuild? Should they rebuild? Why are they in this position?
They're in a position because of lack of draft picks and an inability to really build good depth.
I could not disagree more, and I'm going to tell
Great.
You why.
Good.
They're in a rebuild for this reason. Russell Wilson's contract. That's it. The only reason. Why is Justin Simmons not here? Doesn't fit the budget anymore. Why is Cushenberry not here anymore? Doesn't fit the budget anymore. Why is Josie Jewell not here anymore? Doesn't fit the budget. Why don't they fit the budget? Because they have to make up for Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jerry Jeudy, they wanted to get rid of him anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the four key moves. Is that right?
Yeah.
If Russell Wilson was still here, I think those guys would, Josie would not be back. Cushenberry, they feel they have a replacement for. Would they really get rid of Justin Simmons? Probably not. Although, I do know as fact that Sean Payton has no interest paying a safety that type of money. They're not tearing it down because they're looking to rebuild the roster. These are financial decisions, not we need to get younger. They're financial decisions. They had to make these moves. This looks like a rebuild, but in their minds, I don't know if it is.
It's semantics.
These were circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the Buffalo Bills right now. Look at the players they've gotten rid of. That looks like a full-scale rebuild with a great quarterback.
Yeah, I would agree. They do look like it. But, you know, you lose.
But
everything is tied together. It's not, yes, it's ultimately financial.
A rebuild is when you get rid of your top talent. When you get rid of your top talent. Because you've hit your peak and you're just not going to get any better.
Well, you've gotten rid of your best guy on offense, and you've gotten rid of your best guy on defense.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the language of it is not a concern to me.
Right.
It's what it ends up producing or doesn't produce is the concern to me. There is a tremendous lack of depth on this roster. There is, to a lesser degree, but still a dangerous degree, not enough talent, even with the existing players that are in place. And it's not to say that they don't have talented players, because they do. They just don't have enough of them.
I mean, think about this. Let's just say we're going to call it a rebuild. We are going to rebuild by trading away our next three first-round draft picks. We're going to take that big of a risk, and we're going to rebuild by giving away our first this year, next year, and the year after, and it's, probably more stuff.
It's
and
different when you're talking about a quarterback.
I know, and I totally get that.
Right.
But you want to talk about being in a rebuild and then taking that risk.
Dude, that's where I've been from the get-go on this thing.
Right.
It's what has happened before, what they're digging out from now.
They're paying for the sins of their fathers.
They sure as hell are. Yeah. And now all of a sudden, you can either hit it big with a percentage maybe somewhere in, for me, that maybe you hit big 25, I'll give them a 25% chance to hit big with their first pick in the draft if it's a quarterback.
Right.
Okay. Is that worth three more first round draft picks?
Is there that much of a separation between, say, McCarthy, Daniels, and Knicks?
That's a great question.
If Daniels and McCarthy in your mind are an 8.5
mm-hmm.
and Knicks is a 7, and you're not going to listen, whoever you marry, I know Sarah, in your own eyes, is perfect in every way. We both know she's not. Just like no one's perfect. Does that make sense?
No, of course not.
No one is, but what, I hate to use, I don't mean in terms of marriage, but certainly in some ways. What do you love? What can you tolerate? And what can you not accept? That third level, that has to be pretty minimal. When you are marrying someone with that type of financial commitment, essentially, the NFL draft is speed dating, and then you have to get married, and there's no prenup. Meaning, I'm going to give you all this money, and I barely know you. Here's a ring for the next 4 years. Pretty much guaranteed money.
If I'm Sean Payton, I will say this. We always talk about how many quarterbacks do you get? This is it.
This is it.
This is it.
Yeah. If he trades up, this is definitely it.
This is it.
If he picks a quarterback at 12.
That's different.
No, this is it. Because he's reaching.
But it's different.
If he trades back, maybe it's not.
Yeah, that's right.
But remember, he's 1 year into his deal.
Mm-hmm.
If he drafts a quarterback in the first round, this is it. Because he has 2 to 3 years to develop him. It's a 5-year deal. He's got 4 years left. Coming up after the break, congratulations to Chauncey Billups. Going into the Hall of Fame in August. You're going to hear from him. I know I'm going to piss off a lot of people. Is Chauncey Billups really a Hall of Famer? That's next.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle. On Wednesday, there's going to be a Big Boys Toys auction featuring classic cars, campers, motorcycles, boats, and more. This is a great auction. Auction is open right now at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, we do what we can. If we have a family, as a man or a woman, we do everything we can when we're here to take care of our family. The question is, what have you done currently to take care of your family if you're not here? If you haven't done anything, will, estate plan, anything, highly recommend you talk to Dan McKenzie, the McKenzie Law Firm. My wife and I, we talked to Dan McKenzie. We have an estate plan, a trust set up for our kids. And oh, by the way, trust doesn't mean you have to have a lot of money. A trust essentially means that stuff's not going to go through probate, that everything is taken care of. It is organized. A will is good. A trust is far better. Talk to Dan McKenzie, even if you don't have a family. If you're not here, your family has to take care of a lot of things, and it really kind of screws them. Go to 833-CO-PLANS. Give them a call, 833-CO-PLANS. Or go to coplans.co. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Castle Rock Men's Health and Castle Rock in Aurora. See why Eric only trusts his health with Dr. Lee at Castle Rock Men's Health.
Chauncey Billups will be inducted into the Hall of Fame in August.
My dreams never even got that big, you know. Obviously, as you get there and you start, you know, becoming an all-star year after year after year and you win a championship, you know, you start thinking about that's the ultimate. You know, I call it basketball heaven, if you will, you know. But I never even, as a kid, I never even thought about it. I never really knew about it, you know, so to be here now, you know, is unbelievable. It really is.
Yeah, absolutely. And our congratulations yep. to him. It's the pinnacle of your career to be included in something as august as the Naismith Hall of Fame. The argument, of course, is Hall of Fame or Hall of Very Good.
Right.
And Chauncey Billups, as there are guys like this in every sport, kind of straddle that line.
Yep.
You know, there were certainly times in his career that he was great. And I mean great. There were certainly times in his career that he was very, very good to good. He was never bad.
Yes, he was.
Ah.
The first 5 years of his career, he would have been labeled a bust. A bust. A third overall pick bust in the first 5 years of his career. A bust, and that is the simplest way to put it. Look what he did. He played for three teams in his first 5 years.
Yeah.
He was a bust. And then he got to the Pistons, and his career took off. I had a conversation yesterday with a longtime NBA scout who was a scout when Chauncey Billups came out of Colorado. I talked to a former NBA head coach when Chauncey Billups came out. I talked to a former player when Chauncey Billups played. And I asked all of them one very simple question. When you watched Chauncey Billups play, did you say, I'm watching a Hall of Famer? And without hesitation, every single one said no.
For through the first 5 years?
No, career.
Career.
Every single one said, I'm not watching a Hall of Famer. With that, he has some very nice accomplishments. I guess I'm biased in this sense. The Baseball Hall of Fame is really hard to get into.
Probably the hardest.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame is really hard to get into. I have no idea what the hell the standards are for the Basketball
Hall
of Fame.
Well, that's part of the problem.
Correct.
That is part of the problem.
I am thrilled for Chauncey Billups. He is an icon in this community. When you look at the best athletes who were born in Colorado, Jack Dempsey, Goose Gossage, Roy Halladay, Byron Rizzo-Wright, Missy Franklin, Amy Van Dyken, Chauncey Billups.
There's a hell of a list, really.
If there's one person who I would want to put the Colorado state flag in their hands and parade it around the state, it would be Chauncey Billups.
Mm-hmm.
He is Mr. Colorado. He just is. Played high school basketball here, went to Colorado, played for the Nuggets twice. He is Mr. Colorado to me. But when I watched him play, did I say, I am watching a Hall of Famer? I'm sorry, but I didn't. My view is a little different than yours, Alex, than yours, Nigel, because you grew up here. You live in the Denver bubble, and you watch this kid at George Washington be the three-time Colorado Player of the Year.
Yeah.
And then he stayed in town, and he played for the Buffs. He didn't go to Duke. He didn't go to Kansas. I'm sure he had plenty of different opportunities.
Oh, my gosh, sure.
When he got drafted third overall in the Tim Duncan draft, he was, to say he was a major disappointment is an understatement. What I would say is, what was Chauncey Billups truly great at? In his best year, he averaged 19 points and about 8 assists a game. That was his best year, pretty much. Was he...
And a very good defense, always a very good defensive
And I'll
player.
Tell you something, always. That friend of mine who's a scout read to me a scouting report on Chauncey Billups before he went into the NBA. And they were, it was all relatively positive. What I found interesting was the scouting report basically said an average defender. Clearly, the person doing that scouting report was wrong. He was an excellent
defender. He was a very good defender. Yeah, no question.
What got Chauncey Billups in the Hall of Fame was being the finals of the 2004 MVP.
That is correct. That's the tipping point.
By that metric, Andre Iguodala should be in the Hall of Fame. Okay.
Andre Iguodala did not have the same career as...
What I'm saying
but
is...
But I hear what you're saying.
Timmy Smith was the MVP of the Super Bowl. You can't judge a guy based on a playoff run.
No, but you can judge him based on the course of 17 years, his consistency of play. He had a tipping point. His tipping point was the NBA MVP.
He had about...
Finals MVP.
He had about 6 really good years. That was his career. About 6 really, really good years. I'm sorry, that was his career. Go look at how he played. He bounced around earlier on in his career. I'm thrilled that he's going in. My issue is not with Chauncey Billups going into the Hall of Fame. My point is, I just don't know what the standard is. I really don't. Vince Carter is going to be going in with him. Vince Carter scored a lot of points because he played in 4 different decades. And don't forget, when you go into the Basketball Hall of Fame, it's more than just the NBA. That's why it's called the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Naismith Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Right.
Vince Carter led his team to two Final Fours.
Mm-hmm.
To me, Vince Carter is best known for winning a dunk competition. And he played a lot of years, and because of that, he scored a lot of points. Is he one of the best to ever play the game? No, but that's the way it is for baseball and football. It's not that I have a problem with him going in. It's just I don't know what the metric truly is. And oh, by the way, when you get a label, when you get a nickname, it tends to stick in everybody's mind.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Big Shot, right? Mr. Big Shot. Let me read you something that was written in 2010 by somebody who covered the Pistons. What he wrote was, I'm going to use what we have, relying heavily on 82games.com, a site that has game-winning shots stats that has data from the 03-04 season through 08-09, which is really the crux of his career, the best years of his career. He said, here's the definition of a game-winning shot. 24 seconds or less left in a game, team with the ball is either tied, down by one, or down by two. This stat is not kind to Mr. Big Shot. Something all Pistons fans would probably guess, Billups liked the ball in those situations. During those seasons, he took 37 shots that fit that criteria. Only seven guys, LeBron, Vince Carter, Ray Allen, Kobe, yada, 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 have attempted more. Billups hit six of those. Six of those. But his nickname is Mr. Big Shot.
Well, I don't hold that against him. Someone gave him that nickname.
No, I understand.
Doesn't mean that he...
You know who earned that title? Big Shot Bob. Robert Horry was Big Shot Bob in clutch situations in the playoffs. Kind of like a little-known baseball player is one of the most clutch baseball players in Major League Baseball history. But he had a marginal baseball career. Go look at what Jim Leyritz did in the playoffs, and those numbers will jump off the page to you. I am thrilled Chauncey Billups is going into the Hall of Fame. But the thing is, we have a Denver bias saying he's a Hall of Famer. And I get it. I didn't grow up here. You didn't grow up here. When I watched Chauncey Billups, I didn't feel that I was watching a Hall of Famer. But to your point, he's very, very good.
Yeah.
Is he a guy that I want on my team? Of course I want him on my team. When he was here in Denver the second go-around, he was the guy that got the Nuggets over the hump out of the first round of the playoffs. He was the straw that stirred the drink. Was he the most talented player on that Nuggets roster? No, it was Carmelo Anthony. But it's his leadership that got him there.
Mm-hmm.
Leadership is not something that you necessarily take into account, but he was a great leader. Was he Mr. Big Shot? Statistically, he was not. Was he a very good defensive player? Yes, he was. But if you look at a resume, comparing it to the Hall of Fame, let's compare this. I want to make sure that I have this up. Okay. Do you think Chris Harris has a good chance of going into the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, he was on an all-decade team.
So I don't think I agree.
Yeah.
And almost if you're on an all-decade team, you are getting into the Hall of Fame.
It helps.
He's not getting into the Hall of Fame, and he was a great player. Won a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
First team All-Pro.
Yep.
Second team All-Pro twice. Pro Bowl four times. All-Decade team. I don't think he's going to the Hall of Fame. And he was an excellent player. Chauncey Billups, five-time All-Star. All-NBA second team. All-NBA third team twice. Now, where does this divide? He was an All-NBA defensive second team twice. That's a pretty comparable resume to Chris Harris, right? No, he wasn't the Super Bowl MVP. Point is, that's a similar resume. Chris Harris is not getting into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Chauncey Billups isn't.
Yeah, we don't know what the standards are for the Naismith. The Naismith is one of the more curious halls of fame.
Right. And if you want to go back to college, Chauncey Billups was about 19 points a game and, I don't know, 7-8 assists.
He actually was pretty much the same player all the way through college and most of his NBA career.
He was a top 10 player in college.
Yeah.
as he was a second-team All-American. So he was a top-10 player. He got Colorado to the Sweet 16, which back then was a big deal because Colorado couldn't get out of its own way.
Yeah, and he was probably a top, 25 player most of the time in the NBA?
No.
Top 25? Top 25?
Maybe.
I think probably top 25.
Maybe. Here's the
That gets you five teams down.
Here's the thing. Is he a top 20 point guard of all time? You can make that case. But just because you're top 20 at your position.
Yeah, that doesn't mean. I agree with you.
Because it doesn't mean.
No.
It doesn't mean. The Hall of Fame shouldn't look at it as, well, we have to take a number of point guards, number of power forwards, so on and so forth.
Yeah, I mean.
He was a really good player.
Yeah,
watched him, I wasn't saying, now that's a Hall of Famer. Alex, you grew up here. When you watched him play in the NBA, did you say?
Well, how much did you get to watch him play?
I remember his second Nuggets go around.
Yeah. Okay, well then you, okay. Then see, maybe you're the wrong guy to ask.
You saw him a little.
Because you didn't see his best years in Detroit.
Well, I did. I was younger, but okay. I do remember that finals against
my
the Lakers.
Deal with Chauncey Billups was always borderline. Someone asked me the other day, is Chauncey Billups a Hall of Famer? And I said borderline. That's where I was. With
when you watched him, did you say that's a Hall of Famer?
Well, no, I mean, but I mean,
because
no.
You see guys, Jason Kidd, yeah, that's a Hall of Famer. A lot of guys who are in, that's a, Scottie Pippen, that's a Hall of Famer.
Sure.
One of the best players I've ever seen. I never watched Chauncey Billups and say, it's one of the best players I've ever seen.
No, but
good for him.
But here's my reticence is we're arguing too hard for why he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. I've got no problem with him being in the Hall
I have
of
no
Fame.
Problems None. With him
At
being
all.
In either.
I think it's
all,
great.
All I'm saying is when I watched him, I didn't say that's a Hall of Famer. Alex, I'll give you the final word.
I guess not. Probably he doesn't jump off the page as a Hall of Famer when you watch him, but I think his longevity has a lot to do with it. And then obviously the finals MVP, like you said, put him over the top.
That's a longevity and a finals MVP is a pretty short list.
But he was a very good player for many years. He was the same guy.
He was a very good player for about six or
about
seven.
About 14. Really about 14, he was the same player. Okay. I mean, he didn't average less than 16 points a game for 14 straight years, save for one season. So, I mean, he was kind of he was the same player.
14 points a game, that's Hall of Fame
standard?
I didn't say, but 14 points a game?
I didn't say 14.
He averaged 15 for his whole career.
I said he averaged about 17 points for 14 straight years.
That's good.
That's a very, and
that's good.
And it's good. But he was never great. You're making an argument. You're deep sixing him. I'm just saying, easy. You've made your point. You're on the side of he wasn't a Hall of Famer. I'm on the side of he was a borderline Hall of Famer.
I look at the Hall of Fame as the greatest of all time.
Right.
We
need to examine the Naismith Hall of Fame
exactly.
Because I think that there are people in there that you would probably say,
no question.
Huh?
I think far more in basketball than you would in football. Than you would in Major League Baseball.
Without question.
So by the standard that the Basketball Hall of Fame sets as guidelines, which I have no idea what it is, and I tried to look it up.
And that's fair.
Then Chauncey Billups should go in. Coming up after the break, is Deion Sanders going to be one and done after this season? You know what? Something happened yesterday that makes me believe this is his last season.
All right.
That's next.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com.
Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk. Here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed. At Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman on Wednesday. There's going to be a Big Boys Toys auction featuring classic cars, campers, motorcycles, boats, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is presented by Roller Auctions. Get what you want at the price you want. Go to rollerauction.com/MHS. And they'll send you notifications on their latest auctions.
CU men's basketball team losing a bunch of players to the transfer portal.
Like so, everybody.
So are the women. They're losing three players, including freshman Shalomi Sanders. If her name sounds familiar, that's Dion's daughter. It is understandable why she wants to transfer. Mm-hmm. She only played 11 minutes last year. Right. She was a walk-on, though.
Right.
With that, how do you think this is going to affect Dion Sanders' decision to stay after next season, now that Shadur and Shiloh are going to go to the NFL draft, Travis Hunter, who he considers a son, is going to the NFL draft, and now his daughter is leaving Boulder as well.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose you could connect the dots there and come away with a conclusion that it would usher his departure, perhaps. Yeah, I'm not sure what kind of player the young lady is.
It's not even about her wanting to transfer. Right. I get why she wants to transfer.
I do too, totally.
But he's losing his, in theory, four kids.
Connections.
Yeah.
Reasons to
stay. And he's very close with his kids and, you know, so on and so forth.
Yeah, which is commendable as a dad.
Would you blame him for wanting to leave?
Not at all.
Really? I do.
Mm.
You came here to take a job. You came here to take a job. Did you come here for your kids or did you come here for a job? You came here to be the head coach of the Colorado Buffaloes football team.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't come here to play daycare for your kids. You took a job. You're setting up a fan base. You got them all excited. And now you're going to leave?
Well, I think in
his mind, job.
That's not probably how he thinks. That's how you may think.
Well,
that's probably not how he thinks. Everybody is entitled to their own way of thinking. And
wow.
And I hear you. I hear where you're coming from, but
he needs to stay at least one more year. He does. I'm sorry.
What would it prove?
I don't know, loyalty and commitment to the university.
Okay. All right.
I understand. Listen, eventually you have kids and I have kids. Yeah. Kids grow up and move.
Yeah.
That stuff happens.
Sure.
When my daughter graduates high school, and let's say she goes out of state, I'm not quitting my jobs.
Yeah.
Because I'm loyal to my jobs. Plus, it's important for me to make money, too.
Right.
For him, he doesn't need to make the money.
No, he doesn't need to.
And I'll tell you who I'd feel badly the most for.
Yeah.
If he leaves, the kids who came here through the transfer portal, not the high school kids. Those high school kids can leave with him. The transfer portal rules are, you leave once, you've already come to Boulder. Now you got to get a waiver through the NCAA. And they're not real good about giving a second transfer. That means you have to sit out a year. Look at all these kids who came to Boulder.
Yeah, but coaches come and go, and players come and go, and they always have. And there are various reasons. I mean, who's to say that following his kids isn't as legitimate as looking for a better opportunity, like Kalen DeBoer did with Washington, where he was there for a very short time, to go to the University of Alabama.
Here, okay. Let me put this in a different light.
Okay.
If he left for another job,
you wouldn't have a problem with that.
No, I would not.
Right.
If they have 8 wins and he gets an offer from an SEC school, God bless him, he did what he needed to do.
Gotcha.
If he quits completely college football because he wants to follow his kids around, that's shameful.
What if he goes 9-3 next year?
It's shameful. If you're just walking
shameful?
Out the door, it is.
I disagree
because you're not leaving for another opportunity.
Well, opportunity is all based on the definition of what an opportunity is.
Well, if he goes 9-3, yes, everyone's going to be thrilled, and I guess it.
Right.
And I get it. I guess what we have learned is, he didn't come to Colorado because he wanted to be here. He just wanted to be here for his kids, and then he was going to pick up and leave.
Does it matter if he leaves the program in a better place than he found it?
It doesn't matter if he left in a better place, because I'll tell you one thing. It's going to be in a far worse place when he walks out the door, because all the sizzle is gone. The television cameras are gone. We can forget about them being on.
That's on the University of Colorado, not on Deion Sanders.
That's fine. And will he have left doing very good things? Yes.
Yes.
But then they have to find another coach.
Yep.
Okay. Those transfers are going to leave.
You are absolutely right on all of
them. The transfer kids are going to want to all get out of Dodge.
Mm-hmm.
All of them are.
Yep. But I don't think it's any different than...
I'm a parent, and so are you.
Sure.
But he took a job. We will find out, did he take a job because he wanted the job, or did he take it because he just wanted to get his kids through Boulder, and then... And that's why I think it's such a big deal with his daughter leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Because at least he would have a chance to watch her play or be around her. I think you should always pick family over your career. I get that. And I agree with that.
I know you do.
But I don't know.
It just
sit right with
me. I mean, and I hear you. And I can see why it wouldn't sit right with some people. But I just think motivations are different for every people, for every person. And I think that it's incumbent upon CU and Rick George to understand those complexities. He made a hire. He made a damn good hire. We hope that it continues to be a good hire, right?
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll discuss this Pro Football Hall of Famer being added to Colorado staff as a grad assistant, and this star but mouthy wide receiver is on the move. Where did he land? That's next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Wednesday, there'll be a Big Boys Toys auction featuring classic cars, campers, motorcycles, boats, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Presented by Greenfield's Pool and Sports Bar in Lakewood. Greenfield's has everything under one roof, including the best happy hour in town. 2-for-1 wine, well, and drafts from 3 until 7 p.m. Just In Case You Missed It. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to MountainHighAppliance.com.
Alrighty, guys, just in case you missed it, sticking with Colorado, Hall of Famer Warren Sapp has been hired as a graduate assistant at Colorado, not as a senior quality control analyst. So as a grad assistant, Sapp can actually work with players on the field, which he couldn't do as an analyst. Sapp is enrolled in classes at the university, allowing for grad assistant status. You think a Hall of Famer like Warren Sapp on the staff will be really beneficial?
I'd like to know what kind of accountability he has to get to class and back.
As much as the players.
Mr. Sapp, we've noticed that you haven't attended your geology course here for the last 3 weeks. Is there any chance that we can get some work? Fine. Good. I'm glad Warren Sapp is at the University of Colorado. I think it's great, right? It's another set of pro eyes and one of the great players that ever played the game at the next level. he will be beneficial on some level for players with aspirations for the next level and stuff, but a graduate student.
When he walks into a room, he will command the room.
You're damn right.
He certainly has all the cred and the resume to back him up. How good of a teacher is he? How patient will he be? That will define him as a coach.
Right.
I said this about Eric Bieniemy when he was here as the offensive coordinator under, I can't even remember his
John name. Embry?
He MF'd every single kid. He just was not good with the kids. Eric Bieniemy knows football, but he was not the right coach for a college team. I hope Warren Sapp is not Eric Bieniemy. I really hope that's the case. It sounds like a great hire. I think it could be an excellent hire because of everything that he brings to the party.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's going to walk out of here academically smarter when he eventually leaves Colorado than when he walked in the door.
Dion loves NFL guys. I think he's got counting him eight or nine with NFL experience.
And I'm not saying this is going to happen, but what was the biggest problem with John Embry? He hired a lot of his former teammates who did play college football, and that was an abject disaster.
Yeah.
I hope that is not the case with Deion Sanders. Hope that is not the case.
Where is John Embry right now?
He's a tight ends coach in the NFL.
He's in the NFL.
And he's a very good one.
Yeah, he's a highly regarded guy.
He is.
Which is interesting.
Is he with San Francisco?
He is with the Miami Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins.
Okay, there you go. Well, that makes sense.
Right. All right, that was Mountain High Appliance. Just in case you missed it, you can walk into any store, try out the appliances before you buy them. You want to redesign your entire kitchen, you can do that too. They have the staff to help you out. Mountain High Appliance, you can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break, does it really make sense for the Broncos to trade a lot of draft capital to get a quarterback when this team, in theory, is in a rebuild and they have a lot of positions to fill? That's next.
Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.